Gino, why don't you just talk about the process of a quick turnaround and kind of what's the approach you guys take this week on a short week here?
Well, you know, that's just it. It's a quick turnaround, and, you know, we've got to, you know, really watch a bunch of film in a short period of time and get our plays in and put together a plan in a short period of time. But, you know, luckily for us, this is a division rival, you know, someone that we know, someone that, you know, they know what we do and we pretty much know what they do. So, you know, it's not going to be too unfamiliar for us. But, you know, obviously they've got different personnel and, you know, we'll be doing a few things that are different. So, you know, it's key that we get on that film and really focus in on what they've been doing this year.
Gino, I don't know if you could just, we were touching on the fact of how you guys pull yourself out of this. And I don't know if you can maybe pick up about halfway through that conversation there.
Yeah, what I was saying was, you know, we obviously, you know, always take on the mantra and, you know, the demeanor of our head coach, and he's a very, very confident guy. He always shows belief in us, and we do the same. You know, we believe that we have the guys in this locker room to turn things around. You know, we believe that we've had our times to win a few of those games, and we fell short. And that's not to make an excuse, but we just think that, you know, if we put everything together, all three phases of the football, that we can, you know, go out there and get a victory. But obviously it has to happen for us, and we've got to get it done sooner than later.
What have you seen from Darrell Revis?
I've seen a guy who's, you know, pretty much the same guy. You know, he's up there, he's in bump and run coverage. You know, he's a very smart player. He plays within the system, but, you know, he also, you know, really blunt his receivers, and you know, he's obviously a guy that you don't want to put too many balls in his direction and give him too many chances to make plays on the ball.
Gino, what has the year been like for you? Because it seems like from afar, it's been a little topsy turvy down there.
Yeah, you know, for me, it hasn't been. You know, I think obviously with everything that goes on with the media, a lot of things are, I would say, miscommunicated, and then really just gets misprinted and then misunderstood. I don't have any, you know, quarrels with anything. You know, the main thing is that, you know, we just got to find a way to get a win. The hardest part about it all is losing. With the effort, the time that we put in, you know, the preparation that we put in throughout the week, coming up with game plans, we feel like we always have a really good game plan going in, and then obviously we haven't executed as well as we'd like. So, you know, those things are tougher than, you know, I guess what can be said or, you know, what is portrayed out there in the media.
How do you feel you've improved from last year?
Just my understanding of the offense, you know, going through my reads and being more precise with my accuracy. You know, there's still tons of room for improvement. You know, I've got to do a better job in the pocket and, you know, just being more decisive. And a few times last week, well, this, you know, previous week, I felt like I had some opportunities to step up and run the ball, and I may have, you know, hung in the pocket a little bit too long. So a lot of those things that I've got to learn and work through as a player is, you know, coming along for me. But, you know, there is a, you know, steady improvement, but there's still tons of room to improve.
You mentioned the Patriots being a division opponent and somebody you know. What are you seeing from their defense as a whole to this point in the season?
You know, they're going to play a bunch of man-to-man coverage. They've got, you know, some really good corners. They're about five deep, you know, in the defensive backfield. And, you know, they're very confident in those guys. So, you know, they're willing to put those guys out there against the best and man them up. And then, obviously, you got Chandler Jones and you got Bess Wilfork back, who's anchoring that defense. And, you know, Ninkovich came up with three sacks last week. So, you know, obviously, he's on a hot streak. So, we've got to be aware of, you know, all the things that they may throw at us schematically. And then, you know, also, you know, we've got to win matchups. So, you know, obviously, football is all about the matchups, and we've got to be able to win one-on-one matchups.
Are the struggles on offense even more frustrating considering how you guys added so many high-quality assets this offseason?
You know, it's always frustrating, no matter who's, you know, who's playing or, you know, what you got out there. It's always frustrating to struggle and to have those moments during games where you can, you know, almost be stagnant and, you know, find it hard to move the ball. But we've also had times where we moved it, you know, at pretty much at will. So, you know, I just think that's a part of the game. playing in this NFL, you're not going to be able to just go out there and do what you want because, you know, the other teams, they practice hard. They've got, you know, Pro Bowl caliber players as well. So there's going to be kind of a stalemate in some of those areas. But I think, you know, the key situations where we've had opportunities to really win the game or to kind of put our stamp on it or, to, you know, put some domination on the game, I think we have failed to do so. And that's something that we need to improve on.
With the losing streak that you guys are on, and considering you're going into New England, who's now in first place in the AFC East, you look at this as a week that if you don't win this game, I mean, the season as a whole could essentially be lost?
We'll have to find that out after the game. You know, we're going into this thing with the mindset that we're going to win. And obviously it's a must-win because it's a division opponent. It's our first division game. And it's also, you know, coming off of a 5-game losing streak. So there are a number of reasons why we need to win this game. And then, afterwards we'll readjust and figure out where to go from there.
Gino, you mentioned some of the challenges the Patriots' defense presents. Given that it's a short week, how much more difficult do those things become to prepare for?
The key thing is that we study. You know, we do our jobs. We get on to, you know, studying this defense and studying exactly the way that they do things. And although there is a short week, I mean, that's not an excuse for anyone. You know, both teams have a short week, so we've got to prepare ourselves just as we have, you know, with a normal week schedule, and maybe do a little bit extra.
Gino, you mentioned earlier there were a couple of times the other day or yesterday when you could have ran and didn't. And is this a lack of decisiveness been an issue with you this year?
No, I wouldn't think so. I don't think so. I wouldn't say that. I just think, my job as a quarterback is obviously to pass the ball first. Second, would be to, extend plays and, I always take what the defense has given me. So, a few of those times I may have been hanging on the guy too long or just didn't, feel the pressure on, either one of my sides and it's something that I need to get better at. So, when it comes to decisiveness, I think I've been pretty decisive, but you don't want to, start predetermining things. You just want to play natural and just watch, going back and watching the film, I felt like just from my own assessment of it, I think I could have stepped up and maybe, ran a few of those a few times. But in my thought process, I was thinking get the ball to the receivers downfield, and we had some opportunities there as well. But just on those few sacks that I took, I just felt like a way to alleviate that was to just step up and run and gain some yards.
What's it been like working with Mike Vick?
It's been good, man. Mike's been definitely a good guy. He's been a mentor. He's been someone who has shared, a bunch of his previous experiences and all the things that he's been through in this league. So, to be able to compete with a guy like that as well as learn from a guy like that is something that I definitely appreciate.
What's Jace Amaro's potential?
Man, I think he has big-time potential. We don't like to talk about the guys on the other side, but, when I think about Jace, I think about Gronk, two really, big, bouldering guys who have physical statures, but are as nimble as some of the smaller guys who can run great routes, who have great hands and can run after the catch. So, I think Jace can be a really good tight end if he continues to work at the pace that he's working, and we expect big things from him in the future.
And another tight end. What about Zach Sudfeld?
Man, Zach has been one of my best buddies on the team. I really like the way that he works. He has a great work ethic. He's been in there every single day. He even comes into all quarterback meetings that we have, with the offensive linemen and watch tape with us. And he's just, continuing to gain experience and continuing to learn within this offense. And he's a guy that we've used in multiple packages. So he's a big target, a guy who can stretch the field, and he's got great hands. So he's a guy that, we definitely should get the ball, to a little bit more. But, you just always got to take what the defense gives you. And he's been great with that, not forcing the issue. But he's always prepared, and he's always coming to work, working with the best of his ability.